We still have to hide our weed when traveling with cannabis. I don't know, man. Let's talk about it. It's just from a DGC asking this question. So, good morning, everybody. Saturday. The dude is not here. The dude had some auto stuff, and he's running around this Saturday morning.
And when you say auto stuff, you don't mean like auto flower.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Mechanical.
oil filter difficulties.
Oh, you got to be careful with English, right?
Yeah, it's tough.
Hey, anyway, Saturday morning, I was woken up by my friends, man. Banner showed up. What's up, brother?
Hey.
You're always here on Saturday.
Yeah, man.
Well, you brought a brother, man. You brought a friend. Fellow DGC from way back in the day. Jeremy, what's up, brother?
What's going on, guys?
What's going on is this is a Saturday show where we're just BSing. We'll have some fun on this show, but I am going to get you because you have a ton of cannabis knowledge, man. You're up to so much, man. Shout out your genetics company, man.
Yeah, so I work for a company called Threes Genetics Reserve.
Right. Yep. So you know two?
I don't know, Gina. Just
we'll have to introduce 3-2-2.
Right. Come on, let's have some fun and have some laughs this Saturday morning. Welcome. Do you need to borrow a bathrobe? That's how you sleep. That's how I woke up this morning.
I'm good.
Hey, man, we were talking about, I was actually cruising the Patreon comments. I have it down here somewhere, but someone's talking about coming to the DGC Cup, driving through prohibition states and worrying about it, you know, being like, I'm not bringing flour. And it just got me thinking of like traveling with cannabis back in the day. I used to be paranoid as all hell.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So I started looking at, you know, I'm like, well, maybe you should use, I think he was asking about using like the fake Coke cans,
yep,
and stuff like that. And it just made me wonder, it's 2024. I haven't looked in a while. How are they smuggling cannabis now? And, you know, the Coke can's still going to, they still got to be making them somewhere in China, right?
Yeah. UPS.
Yeah. Yeah. Who was it? Was it you, Grambo? Someone was telling me this elaborate scheme where they had one fake Coke can in a case of.
We were talking about how, like, and some people were like, man, legalization sucks. And it's like, you know, I just drive around with my weed, you know, in my back seat or something now. Back in the day, I had a perfect Pepsi can that was an unscrewable and you could fill it.
Yeah.
I'd buy a 24-pack of Pepsi.
Yeah.
I'd remove one can from the center. I'd put it in the middle, glue it back shut, throw it in the trunk with a bunch of groceries. And that's how we'd go to Ozfest or concerts or anything. And yeah, it was chaos there for, you know, the 90s throughout the mid-aughts.
Hey, well, let's shout it out to the OG. I mean, this is the first time I ever click on them, Grambo. The Barnoculars.
Oh,
this is the first thing I ever seen. And I was just like, you guys haven't seen these? Yes, right? And I was like, oh, crap, this is a thing, you know? So I was glad that they have them for weed. Right? By the way, that's at Walmart.com. What happened when we tried to put Recharge on Walmart.com? They told us it was a weed brand and we couldn't do it.
No, they actually didn't give us a reason at all.
Oh, they just denied us.
They're like, nah, sorry, we're not going to do business with you.
Denied from Walmart.
And then the best part is somebody else is
selling it at Walmart.
So like you're letting someone else sell it, but you won't let the manufacturer sell it.
You know what, man? This ain't business time, man. This is time to just drink something strong out of our binoculars.
Oh, like,
man, you know this got me down the rabbit hole, Grambo.
I can only imagine.
Click the next link, man. I just called this one Hidden Flask Insanity.
Oh, these are flasks.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
These are all smuggling things of some
sort. Oh, my. Wow.
The sunscreen would have done me well.
Yeah, sunscreen's a good one.
I always have sunscreen.
Especially here.
We found 800 cases of sunscreen full of dabs. Right? There's some really good ones on there. That sunscreen's good.
Is this a bank flask? What the hell?
I don't know.
It's all for liquids.
Oh,
though,
no, that's
right?
A USB charger.
Oh. It's like hide your booze and
we're laughing
this and hide your this.
And but it's not funny. Oh. Oh, come on. You want to go down the rabbit hole with me?
Sure.
This is Amazon's drug smuggling business. And they've got fake everyday items that you can just scroll down. This is like a similar one, man. But this is all stuff that Amazon actually sells.
Huh.
Wait, yeah. What?
This Amazon sells all this stuff. You can buy all this
stuff. Oh, yeah. You put your keys in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
The money's the
money brush.
They took my brush. You don't understand.
You know what they say? There's always money in the banana stand. Shout out.
Yeah.
Ooh, what's scrolling. There's some good lighter one for
cigarette lighter.
That's a good one. What do you put in there?
I don't know.
Your kokizzle?
Like tabs?
Yeah, some tabs ones. Yeah,
oh, man. There's some good ones. And by the way, Grand Bowie Cup. Yeah, what's happening here?
I mean, we're getting to the good dude. See, that's my buddy. My buddy. Oh,
classic.
This was a classic.
Does it actually spray? Does it actually have like a couple squirts in it?
No, that would be what works, guys. Hey, what was the bolt all about? That is shady.
Yeah, it screws off to reveal an inner space.
Wow. Oh, these are cool, man.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's like some spy stuff right there with a bolt.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought these are cool, man. And just so you know, Grandma, next slide, please. Right. Is that the cops know? Oh, the cops know. Oh. This is a poster that the cops hang up in their break room. It just shows everyone.
Yeah, well, $158 for that thing?
Well, it's an official police poster. You buy it through the government, man. The government buys it.
Yeah.
A $600.
I got a poster from the government.
Yeah.
Were you guys gangster enough to ever hollow out a phone book and like use it?
No. That's like movie stuff.
I hollow it out a phone book. I'm that guy.
Wow. Probably with your butterfly knife you bought. Yeah.
Don't you have a butterfly vape?
Come on. So. Oh, shoot. Come on. You guys want to continue? This is 15 of the boldest smuggling attempts. Oh. Some of these are really creative, man.
Scott had me scroll.
Potato, man.
Come on. Scroll up.
That's how you get on the news when you get
like,
busted.
Like, start with this one. If you want to talk bold, tropical fish.
Lady smuggling fish.
And her pants?
I guess so.
What?
Like fake pregnant. Or something. Or no, those are legs.
Those are plastic bags with fish.
Those are plastic bags with fish. A lot of stuff they smuggle is there.
It kind of looks like fancy JNCO jeans.
It does, right?
Like what Disco Stew would wear.
Wow. All right. What do we got? A lot of these were good, man. There's your weed dealing pigeon right there.
It's got a duffel bag.
It carries a duffel bag.
Oh my god. How stoked were those dudes when it like dropped it off?
Right?
You're like, oh my god, it worked.
Yeah, screw you with your drone, man. I have a pigeon.
That
one was interesting.
Is there anything more European than Euros inside of croissants?
Oh shoot, man. That is good. Yeah, there's some weird ones on here, man.
Yeah. Oh, this one's good.
Oh my god.
This was in reporter memes. Encased in chocolate.
45. Yeah, 40. Why are you getting on that?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Why are you getting on the plate of 45 candy bars, man?
Yeah, man. Caffeine gets me wired.
Yeah, they're good.
This one's sad.
Yeah, that is sad, man. They had the whole...
And Mickey's disemboweled.
Yeah. That is just weird, right?
Oh.
Come on, what else we got, man? Don't let my cloud out, man. See, that'll pick me up. Can't be bummed out about
a bunch of MDMA inside of Mr. Potato Head.
Hey, we'll be fine. We'll be fine.
Nothing sacred.
Tobacco soccer ball.
Yeah.
The soccer ball's right away.
What? Come on. Let's scroll up, Grandpa.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
These 150 bottles of gay lube oil were filled with illegal liquid steroids. Just nothing but gay lube oil here. Nothing to see here.
They just called it lube oil, bro.
It says gay lube.
That's the giveaway.
It says it. That's the brand name.
That was the giveaway.
Wow. Study thing is they got pretty good labels. No,
that's good. That's good branding.
They worked on the artwork. They did.
Oh my God.
Hey, you got to take a target market and hone in on it, you know?
Yes, they know their niche.
Wow. All right, I'm done. I'm done. I tap out. Actually, I got one more. Click the next link if you would, Grandpa.
All right. What the hell?
Truckload of carrots, right?
Looking at
they always fall for the truckload of
carrots. Click the next one. I think that's after they found it. Yeah, those aren't carrots. Is that pork weed
in there? Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's got to be.
Oh, yeah.
Jeremy, you're pretty young, right? Have you ever smoked brick weed?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm 37.
All right. You look younger.
I started smoking in 2001.
Oh, yeah. There is still brick weed.
You can still get brick weed.
I don't know. I'm wondering. There's still a thing. I mean, how old are those carrots? I mean, they're kind of fresh.
Thank you very much.
The old fake carrot routine.
Grandpa, if you had a nickel for every time you got busted for that one.
It does look a little suspicious.
You know what the most important time in your grow is when you get that harvest down? You want to protect that stash, man. Boost Integra Boost, integra-products.com. Boost has the two-way humidification control. You're not going to get it too wet, it's not going to get too dry, and they have an indicator card to let you know that the Boost packs are still working for you. So protect your harvest, whether it's just a couple grams carrying around in your eighth all the way up to 7 pounds with their 420-gram pack. Integra-products.com. We'll hook you up. Coupon code DUDE. And don't forget, their Boost sticks are out. Check out their Boost sticks for pre-rolls, man. It's a great little humidification stick that'll slide right in with your pre-roll container. Super great way to keep them fresh. Integra-products.com. Coupon code DUDE.
Like, put them in a box, bro.
Yeah. Hey, this was interesting. As I was Googling, there is like a lot of people in the airline industry, like the stewardesses, the pilots, co-pilots, that are in on smuggling drugs, man.
Perfect.
Yeah, so much that there's like a whole team to investigate them.
And then who's investigating those people?
Yeah.
Yeah. This was interesting. That'd be a good slogan. Pilots get you high.
Not bad. Not bad.
No big deal.
And dude, can I just be nostalgic a little bit?
All right.
This is from South Florida, and it says, if you thought driving I-95 was crazy, you didn't know about I-95's drug smuggling years.
Uh-oh.
And there was, you know, drug smuggling in the 70s and 80s in South Florida was epidemic. It was like they had like a couple shitty radar stations, and yeah, that was it, man. And I don't know who was watching the people watching the radar either. Yeah, but anyway, exactly. They were building I-95 up a little bit north, and people were landing their drug planes on it as a landing strip. You know, it was like that.
You got to laugh when it's just flat out bleak.
Yeah. I mean, look at this. This kid's in the Bahamas. His dad's probably going to let him ride that motorcycle.
There's just something about 70s mustache dad.
Yeah, I know. He looks like he's almost carrying a machete. You know?
He almost does, man. Yeah.
But I mean, that's somebody's youth, man. Yeah. It's crazy.
I'm right? Pretty sure that's you.
Yeah, I'm just waiting. My dad's just waiting for the boat to get
clean, Scott. That's you.
Just waiting for the boat to get filled up.
A kid isn't ready to ride. Look at him.
So that's one generation away, though, right? That's my generation. It could be me.
I'm the guy who invented Triangle Grouper.
Not bad.
Square Grouper. That's a good good movie. If you're
ready. Oh, great documentary. It's real stuff.
Absolutely, man.
All right, are you having a good time better?
Yeah, very much so.
All right. I tell you what, man. Let's take a break really quick, but let's shout out a few DGC. Maybe. Okay. I'm taking the first one, definitely. I'm taking all of these because they're badass DGC. Slayer 420. What's up? Supporting us with just about everything we do. Not sure. What's up, man? I know not sure. Okay. I'm sure I know not sure. He's a solid dude. I vouch for him, man. And Taco Tuesday, 420. I will vouch for you, man, and for everyone. I vouch for Taco Tuesday.
I approve of Taco Tuesday.
Hell yeah, dude. I remember when I worked this crappy regular job and Taco Tuesday, I'd actually look forward to it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, man. All right, man. At least I got that.
Yeah. Exactly. Taco Saturday's okay, too.
Ah, right on. Right on.
Taco Saturday is awesome. Ooh.
Hey, this all came from DGC Patreon post. And from, I tell you, this is from Mr. Tim Bobway. And Tim Bobway is coming to DGC Cup. He says, how about a little help on transporting cannabis on road trips? I'll be traveling through a couple prohibition states on my way to the DGC Cup. I don't dare drive through them with flower, but a vape pen could suffice. Isn't that the truth? A vape pen, you're not going to fall in love with it, but it will suffice.
It'll get you through.
Are there canine-proof bags available? Good hiding spots in vehicles or the best products to hide things, like the Jurassic Park fake Barbasol shaving can, for example.
Nice reference.
And I thought, man, we talked a lot about it. And man, just I think the best practices is don't arouse suspicion. Don't break the law. Don't give them a reason to pull you over.
You can only break one law at a time.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess there are some best practices. Reasonable suspicion is like the least amount that they need to start harassing you. And then that elevates to probable cause. probable cause means they can search your vehicle. Mm-hmm. But with just reasonable suspicion, I think they need the two-step rule. Like, they can't search your trunk.
It's funny that, like, back, like, we always worried about probable cause forever. And then the minute that weed wasn't probable cause anymore, that's when all of a sudden reasonable suspicion showed up. Like, oh, now convenience.
I'm laughing about how paranoid
my spidey sense went on. Yes.
But I literally went out and bought a book called Street Level Narcotics Enforcement so I could understand.
Reverse engineer it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's how I learned about that stuff. Yeah, it was from, like, the shady bookstore. Do they still have those?
As much as people
don't. Yeah, like, dude, it's called the internet.
You know, I'll bet you it's a download, man. I'll bet you can get
the
it.
The internet is just a shady bookstore.
Yeah.
This is the book you buy.
Mine was just shit. Mine, I think, was like a photocopied version. Nice. I don't know if that's it, because mine was from way back in the day.
It was 08.
Yeah, come on. Let's give some advice, man. So vape pens are clean, right?
Don't consume while you're driving.
Ah, that is great, great advice, man. Keep it clean. Yeah,
for sure.
Clear eye, Smith. You a Visine guy or clear eye?
Oh, that's just take a break for a little while. You're all right. Drink some coffee.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you could smoke. Go on a road trip and not smoke for like the 5 or 6 or 7 hours.
What? You think so?
Nah, I'm just saying.
That's just some edibles or something. I don't know.
Edibles, man.
But definitely, I mean, like, burning flour is definitely not a good idea.
No go.
Hey, I have to give a shout out, speaking of edibles, to Smug's Greenery. Jeremy brought me up some of these.
What is this?
Those are Nerds. They're rosin gummy ropes dipped in Nerd. It's a Nerds rope. Rosin gummy, 100 milligrams.
Are they medicated?
I ate two. So I'm about 250 deep on that.
That's why I was like, come on, hurry up. Let's record this thing.
Wait, so you're at all goes awry.
Two and a half?
Are you really?
Well, I ate 50 at home on my own time, and then I ate two of those when I got here.
Now it's your time.
I would eat one or two of these, man, but I wouldn't do it and try to work, though.
Hey, Banner, you know? Since we're all here, man, I considered it was kind of our time.
Of course it is.
You know, your time.
Spicoli reference.
Yeah, thank you very much, Ryan. Thank you. Good stuff, man. I got don't be an a-hole to cops. Have your registration, all that stuff. You know, have everything so when he asks for it, you're not like, oh, don't totally surprised or don't have it. Because
that's true. I fought a ticket last month because I thought the cop was kind of a jerk. But the judge cited, they lowered my points count, and he cited, you were very polite to the officer, and I thought he was rude, and they cited in my favor, because I was more polite than him. How about that? That's a real thing that happened.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Dude, I want a dickhead attorney, man.
Well, they decided that I was very polite, even though the cop was a jerk.
That's it to my attorney. Be nicer, please. Sometimes the judges, you know, they score that stuff, okay?
They're keeping track.
No, they are. They are.
Yeah, keeping score.
Golly. All right. So, anyway, did we help them, you think?
Yeah, maybe. It's also the main thing is hide in plain sight, right? Like, allegedly, my brother Tosh, like, when he goes on an airplane, he just throws all of his stuff, like, in the right in front of him. He takes out all of his stuff he doesn't want people to see, puts it right in front of them, sets it in front of their face, and slides it through. Well, because they're not looking for you. They're looking for people hiding stuff.
Do you remember where we were at, like, the Emerald Cup? I can't remember if you were there or not. And this kind of hippie girl, she opens up her bag. You know, it's like the Santa whatever airport. It's some tiny little airport. And there's like three guys working there, and she just takes the jars, like 5 or 6 or 7 big jars out of her bag and just puts them on the belt. I remember the guy's like, Dean, what are we going to do with this one? I remember he said it like, oh my God.
After the Cowboy Cup, they pulled me out of line. I had a bunch of jars in my bag after the Cowboy Cup. They pulled me out of line, searched me, and they found a water in my bag. They're like, sir, you can't have this.
She gave
me back my weed.
Yo, you're... That suitcase you brought back from the Cowboy Cup was pretty funny.
Trip was, you're talking about?
What's that?
The one Trip brought it back?
Yeah, when Trip,
there's no statute of limitations on, you know, airplanes.
Brother Trip.
Oh, I just said, bro.
Just kidding, man.
This is a thing, we're fictional characters anyhow.
Well, yeah, but like, yeah.
Wait, your name's not really Banner?
OB.
I don't know, anything else we can help this gentleman with?
No speeding.
Yeah, just, and you know what? But don't just go like 65 and a 65. Go 67, 68. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Be suspicious. And no weed bumper stickers. Come on. I've made people scrape bumper stickers off before I've gotten in the car with them.
You know, a giant like decals people will have in the back of their thing. I drove here like about 2 months ago. A guy had a giant decal that said "Got beer?" question mark.
Yeah, I've seen those. What is that?
I don't know. How often does that guy get pulled?
Got DUI?
Yeah.
You don't want that "Will Run" license plate either.
That's the worst license plate ever. Wow. That takes balls to apply for that.
Will run. That's cool. The people at DMV are like, oh, they probably just, you know, it's an old car. They probably just got it running.
Hey, listen, this is from Justin in the UK. These are some comments. Justin Sebley, 430. We are in the UK. Or we in the UK are and have to be a fully undercover grower. Mm. As you can imagine, filter, AC, the whole lot, man. Police use heat sensors on helicopters to take us down.
Dude.
I like this. This guy's very British, I guess. We at war, bro. But still got 3 weeks left on three plants. F UK laws and 5-0. Wow. If I do go to the UK, I want to hang out with
you. I was going
to
say, this guy's a cool. If you read it in a British accent, it sounds so much cooler. We at war, mate.
We at war. I was going to ask you to do it, Rambo. Actually, it's in the... it says dude should do it. I was going to get dude to do this one.
Oh, dude. Fast.
Hey, did you guys catch the Colin from Ethos? Colin from Ethos hangout.
Yeah.
Was on the live a couple days ago.
Yeah,
man. Turns out, I love Colin, man. He's a polarizing figure, though, man. He is not afraid to sugarcoat stuff, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, like personal whatever aside, he definitely is in the business and he is like in the, you know, he's smart, like at man. The epicenter of the industry in a lot of ways, whether you like him or not. But
yeah,
so I find that he's pretty knowledgeable in a lot of things.
And by the way, he's nothing but generous to the crew. I mean, he literally showed up with this and saying, hey, have a great event. I want to support you guys. So business wise and as a grower, I think he's an excellent grower, man. But I got some comments, man. It says, bring Cortez back alone. That guy didn't give him a chance to say anything. Yeah. That is my fault, though. These are kind of new, the live shows. And I am learning you have to pair guests up with each other. You know, I guess we'll say Cortez is nice and mellow. He did a great job.
He's mellow, dude. He's probably
just chilling.
He's just chilling.
Colin's probably like super high. Science guy. He's like hardcore, like, do it by the book. Science, I've been in this in 20 years. Yeah. Cortez is like, hey, man, I do it. I figure out. I make mistakes. I learn in public, as Scotty Real always says.
He grows great autos. That's all you need to know about Cortez, man.
Oh, yeah.
But I was trying to, you know, I try to throw it. Colin was talking so much. I try to throw it back to Cortez. And Brizzle says, please, Scotty, try not to interrupt. He's right. He's right, man. I should have just listened.
Welcome to the show.
And then regarding the auto flowers out testing the photos, Magnum Opus says, I want to see those numbers.
We got some numbers.
So I don't know what the hell it is. I didn't even open it.
I didn't just send it as a spreadsheet.
An Excel document that goes through every single terpene.
There's one with cannabinoids.
Every single cannabinoid.
Yeah. So
Colin might be, a little bit on the prickly side as far as like how he communicates, but he is definitely bringing hardcore science.
Jeremy, what do you think about autos, man?
If they're bred right, they're great.
Think so, yeah?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Okay.
I've ran about 2,000 so far right now.
Yeah, you're a legit big-time grower, man.
Yeah, the quality is up and down, definitely. But if somebody's put the work into it, I could see the potential for sure.
Yeah, okay. Banner, is your head turned yet? Are you going to throw? I mean, we got seeds. You ain't going to throw a couple in your grow?
I don't know.
Wow.
I'm just not into it.
Wow.
I don't know. I can't get past the like, you're not going to get the same thing next time.
Yeah. That is a big deal that you're not going to get
the one and done. I'm not a big fan of the one and done.
Yeah. Just that you're not going to get good at growing them is a problem, I think. Or if, I guess you could, though.
You know, I feel like, I mean, after, you know, looking for what you want for years and years and years and you finally have it and what you like.
Right.
Like, I want to keep keep it around for a little bit, you know?
We've never found an auto that washed.
No?
Really?
Oh, interesting.
Why is that? Like, I've not heard that. Are the actual trikes like more oily?
People usually select for good flour when they're making autos. They'll go through and they'll check everything out. And, you know, usually the best plant in a jar is not the best plant in the water. They don't always overlap. So historically, you just need to have a hash maker make some autos, and then you'll have some autos that...
Interesting.
What's that saying?
Like a market opportunity.
Best hash in the jar is not the best hash in the water. Is that what
plant.
You said?
The best plant in the jar?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, anything with like D-limonene or like wet glands, they'll sure. just ruin your wash. You'll get sub 1%. It will be horrible.
For all y'all that are yelling, why the hell am I talking grow with Jeremy? Because he's a wealth of information. We're going to do that in a little bit, man. It's Saturday morning. I just got to wake up, all right?
Huh?
But I want...
I'm just waking up.
I want to...
You threw up a spreadsheet, Nick.
Yeah. No, I want to get deep into that, brother.
It's so Saturday morning. Did you do your homework?
All right. Hey, first I want to shout out, man.
You want to take some shout outs, man?
All right. What do you got?
Raider Bank Dater.
Oh, yeah. That Raider Bank Fader. Pizza's at the cup.
Yeah. Come on, hit it, man.
Me?
Oh, I will do it. Yes.
No, I do it.
Come on.
AWOL Gina.
Yeah.
And we have ET homegrown instead of phone. Man. I like that. ET homegrown.
Nice.
ET homegrown.
I get things, man. I get things. How about Graham Novak, man? Can I read you one of his comments?
Yeah.
This is some 2024 stuff right here, right?
It's regarding CO2. Yeah, you play with CO2?
Yeah, sometimes.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I'm able to run a lot less light and just use a lot more CO2 and get very similar results. Very similar photosynthetic properties.
Is the CO2 cheaper than electricity?
You know, Grambo.
Hi.
Man, it's not all about that, right? It's not all about
Scott, good question. Scott was like a parrot that like I was like, Steve, don't
Grambo's like, come here.
Stop it. Stop it.
I'll do the Spicoli.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But I like this guy, though, man. It's regarding CO2. We did a video about CO2. Graham Novak says, bottom line is you can do 4+ pounds of light with it. You don't need it, but it increases yield. And there's trikes on the inside of the bud, not just on the surface. Mm. And I just want to say, 2024, we've gotten to 4 pounds of light now. They don't use 1,000-watt lights anymore. So what size
of light you keep, I guess.
What size light are we using to get 4 pounds?
Side lighting.
Yeah, I just thought that was funny, man. Nothing but love to you, Graham Novak. But for a pound is
for a light.
That's I'm sorry, for a light.
Well, I mean, it depends on you. If you got a big enough light, I guess.
How big is the biggest light you've seen? First, we're talking that's with a 1,000-watt light, man. You know, so with an 800-watt.
There's a lot of people online that make fun of a certain company for claiming 10 pounds per light. It's a real claim. It gets made fun of a lot. They're at all the big cannabis events.
Is the light the sun?
It's
10 pounds of what? What are they growing? They measuring.
Like, are you counting the stems? Like,
they got to be counting like the roots.
Like, are you not and the leaves? Like, are you not
remember? Like, when it's total plant, man.
No, it's wet weight. Oh, man, they just
Ooh, oh
weight.
Yeah.
Is it how wet is it?
Remember back when you get raided, they'd weigh the pots.
Oh,
and, it's including the soil.
Yeah. Yeah. 850 pounds of marijuana
in one plant.
Yeah, man.
I suppose if there were more people like pulling that, it might be more believable. I don't know.
I just thought
I've never heard that before.
Two light used to be kind of the out of a 1,000-watt light back in the day. You were doing pretty good. That was like the benchmark. Then that 3 light book came out, and people were like, "Come on, really? You have everything dialed in and the right strain. Yeah, you can get 3 light.
100%.
Now it's 4 light. Come on, what the hell's happening?
Maybe it is. I mean, I don't know.
VGC lettuce.
Yeah, I mean, now we're hearing about all these
Who's
strains.
Who's getting 4 light? Tell us.
I never believed plants had flowered under 50 days. And now that's a thing. So
right.
Yep.
You brought me what? You brought us a 48 day?
Yeah, 48 day. It's called Modified Moose.
Yep. All right.
Yep.
I got a few of them here.
Isabel's amazing. I haven't hit the moose yet, but smells good.
The Skittles goes between 44 and 52, depending on how you like your terps.
Really?
You haven't hit a moose yet, Grandma?
I mean, well, I don't know.
Yeah, sorry, I couldn't concentrate. Cause I was just
my thinking. Sister once got bit by a moose.
Oh, damn.
What is that? Where did I miss that?
Oh, come on. Oh. Really? Holy grail?
Dude, never seen it, man.
Really?
Never you seen it?
Come on. You've never seen the whole
my parents couldn't afford a VCR back then, all right, man?
It was on Laserdisc.
That's Laserdisc.
I tell you what, let's have a couple laughs, and then, man, I do want to start getting really baked and start learning from you. That's a bad combination. Nope. I want you to teach me some stuff while I get really baked, man.
Of course.
Maybe we'll video it.
Sure.
Hey, Grandma, do you know this guy? You're a comedian.
Yeah, I was looking at the video. I don't know him personally, but I've seen him trending across the internet.
Yeah, it just it's all good, but it's just he looks like the kind of guy that you would ask for a lighter.
Yeah,
I saw this dude. This is pretty funny,
right?
I like this.
Yeah,
this
Gabriel Rutledge.
Yeah,
so I figured I'd give him a shout out, man.
Do I look like I have a fucking lighter?
Grandma.
Yes, sir.
I got a girl for you, man.
You do?
I think I do,
man. All right. Yeah, let me, we had a little internet fluctuation there. I'll get you a fresh air.
What do you think, man?
We talked about her. She's, you know, first of all, this looks like something different when you look at it real quick. But, yeah, she's taking a, I saw a guy take a dab out of one just last week. So, yeah. Well.
Chocolatey.
Yeah. That's it for anyone that's paying attention. I'm swiping left. Sorry, lady.
I like the eyes. The eyes make it.
That is pretty cool.
The weird googly eye. The rabbit does not look thrilled.
It's like it's sitting still and waiting for her to finish.
Like, please stop sucking out of me.
You don't think too much about this. I was just like, yeah,
sucking something. The life out of me.
Made a bong out of her Easter bunny. That was cool.
Succubus.
Hey, this is a pretty decent one, Grandpa. I was thinking about this for the cops, man, you know? This is one, you know, it says, remember, nobody will know you're high if you're always high. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Not wrong.
Not wrong. I can't tell if she's high or not.
You're supposed to go to your job interviews high.
That's what I was told that, right?
Yeah, preach.
Yeah, they'll never know when you're high if you just always high.
That's awesome. You guys do anything for April Fool's Day? Did you get fooled?
That one that what was it that, I think I sent it to you guys. What was that? In Florida. Oh, that was what it was. It was Florida was going to pass rec.
That's ruthless, man. That's mean.
Yeah.
That's just mean.
That one got me.
I will say that because I got so much. I've always been a comedian, and I always had like, I don't give a shit at what people think. But now that the BGC follow me, I'll say thank you, everybody, for the birthday wishes. I sent my birthday on social media to April Fool's Day just to mess with people. Thank you all very much. My birthday is January 2nd. I got dozens of messages.
Thanks for the gifts.
I felt very bad because usually I troll my friends.
Right.
It's like, oh, you're my friends and you don't actually know my birthday. So it's very funny when all these fake birthday messages come in, but when all these authentic DGC like, Grandpa, happy birthday, brother, it's like I felt bad. So I'm coming clean for the first time in 10 years because I love the DGC. January 2nd, I'm a Capricorn.
January 2nd, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a pretty cool birthday. Yeah, man.
Well, you get gifts in Des Moines, Iowa if you're like born at a certain on January 1st. You get like diapers and all this stuff, and I came out 30 minutes
in. 2 years, baby.
Yeah, my mom never let me forget that. So 30 minutes late to your own life.
Hey, Grandpa, as we're wrapping up, I want you to click this next link. It's 5 easy stoner pranks for April Fool's Day.
All right.
Just look at the first one. Right. I thought these were awesome. The first one is regular gummies. A great prank to play on your stoner friends who love to show how high their tolerance is. Go grab one of their gummies and replace it with regular ones, man.
Oh, that's not
fun. That's funniest. I like this one, man. Mix Skittles with M&M's.
Oh,
man.
That's deadly.
It's ruthless.
That's actually like, that's like a very innocent one. That's like deadly. Yeah. That will trip you out.
Hey, the disappearing pizza delivery guy, I believe, has some... Yeah, look, that's Imogen.
We did this in the Fifth Element. I can't believe this.
You are a stoner if you are doing that.
Oh, my God.
Is a stoner, man.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise ice cream.
That's come not on. Cool.
Oh, that seemed cool.
And the old broken computer
mouse. Oh, they were good for a while, man. They were good for a while. Come on, a couple more shout outs. We're going to make you laugh and then let's get out of here. You ready?
Yeah.
I will shout out, man. I'll shout out 2x2 Tony. Man, anybody ever run a 2x2?
No. No,
that's like for one plant, right? That's probably what it ought to be good for, right?
I'll reverse plants in a small tent like that.
Will you really?
Oh, yeah.
Because okay. And the pollen won't escape?
I mean, you got to time out the stuff in so the area, you know, have everything else imagine.
You know what I love, brother? Stem rubs, man.
Love stem rubs.
That kind of sounds dirty.
Yeah. I love stem rubs.
I love them too, Scott.
God, man. I was just with our compliance agent. I was making a phone call yesterday. And I said, nice guy, Ken. He takes care of a lot of that stuff for me, you know, with the stores.
Yeah.
And so I put him on the call with me. And he just immediately says to this woman, hey, it's the first time we've had a three-way. I was just like, she stopped and I stopped, and it was so
phrasing.
Awkward.
Phrasing.
I'm like,
exactly,
Kenny.
Banner to quote Archer, so we're not doing phrasing anymore.
And I am Dapper Dan Man. All right. Thank you for the support. I am Dapper Dan Man.
I expect you to be well dressed at the DGC.
That's a famous Coen brothers. Oh, brother, where art thou?
Oh, that's a pretty good movie.
It's a hair slicking thing.
Oh, okay.
I don't use fop. I'm a Dapper Dan Man.
You know, that was one of those that I was trimming for like days and days, and that came on like A&E. It was Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, right?
Yeah, it's a weird movie.
It came out. It's like a Coen Brothers did. It's like Big Lebowski, something else, and then Oh Brother, Where
Art Thou. Yeah, it's very weird. It's got a good story. It's well written.
It's the Homer's Odyssey. It's the Odyssey from like old Greek. It's just retold through the Coen Brothers' eyes.
I'm out.
I know.
Hey, by the way, you know, dude's not here, and I bet you it has something to do with his airbag. He sent me a picture where he has, click this next one. Grandma. Not that one. You know, that's my private one. No, I'm just kidding. Let's see if you redo it.
Yeah. No, this is the beginning. Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not. That's the end. This is the beginning, man. This is what I imagine dude's house is like. So that's real.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Oh, Scooter Damon.
Sick.
Dude. It's just no.
Scooter Jam 08, man.
Man, that makes me uncomfortable. That's where Grambo paused it right there. He loves that.
Certain that's dude's son. I'm certain this is Mini Dude.
Yeah, sick. Yeah, he's got one of them crazy.
Isn't he in Europe right now? This is what they do in Europe.
Yeah, no, that's got America written all over it. That's America there, man.
When's he going to hit the second jump?
God, he still has teeth.
Beautiful, beautiful teeth.
Wow. Grandpa. Hey, is this real? Come on, man. It's April Fool's Day. Is this real? You guys know the student glass, right?
Something went wrong.
No, we got it. I broke
what
through.
Is that?
I broke through
the is a chest mount for your student glass.
What? That, no
you
way.
That thing, right?
Oh, my. Is that real?
I don't know. That's why we play this game.
And you know what's very funny is after we talked about that member banner, you know, we talked about how the student glass had the steely icon of that. And who did we see? Our friend Adam Dunn smoking one like the next day. If this is real, let's get it for Adam Dunn.
There's no way.
That is hilarious.
Guys, it was April 1st, okay, a couple days ago.
That is really funny.
These are, I don't know. Is this real? Next one. Would you eat that? No, it says pranks. Fake cottage cheese.
Cannabis at the bottom.
There was wheat-flavored cottage cheese. Not that I am wheat-flavored yogurt. I'm going to give it a whirl.
It's fake cannabis flavor.
Yeah. It's a prank, but.
Why not put real cannabis in there?
Well, because nothing about it is real.
Where's the joke there, then? I'm kind of a fan.
From grass-fed cows. Here. Hopefully this one's better.
Chiba.
There's your chia bong, right? Chiba bong right there.
Chiba bong.
Chiba.
That's pretty awesome.
That's clever. I like
Is that real? I don't know. That looks kind of real, right?
No, it's not dank stop.
It's out of stop. Well, dude, it's.
Yeah.
They're offering payment plans.
It was paying. They were taking out stocks.
That's hilarious.
And, Grandma, so what's the difference between that for $41 and then the world's most expensive bum?
Well, this I have a theory about this. I have a theory. I think this is AI generated.
Yeah, right.
They put it up for a preposterous price, and if for some reason it sells, fuck it, we'll make it.
I mean,
looks like money laundering, bro.
Right.
Yeah. I'd rather use the croissant thing.
I love it's called the oi, oi, oi bong.
Yeah, you can just ask for anything. So that's fake. And this last one.
Got it pretty, though.
Is this last? I hope this last one's real.
It does have AI vibes.
No, Mike.
It's my first fire. I'm buying that for you.
Oh, that's the funny. Problem is that it's for sale. That
is funny. Scroll down. What's it say? It's got the. It tells you what it's got in there, man. Jesus. It's got like a mini gas can and.
Oh my
God. That's awesome.
The thing is that this seat, like, right? It's obviously fake, but it's also for sale.
I buy it.
Is it like literally to teach your kid how to start a fire?
Just buy.
Oh, it's a gag joke. It says right there, it's for giving to your friends.
It said that the stuff inside was flammable, though.
Reach inside the box.
I got
yo, yo, are there any reviews?
God.
I need to. Are there any reviews?
No, I don't think so.
Oh man, need reviews.
Yeah, there seems to be other sellers, man.
Item is exactly as advertised. For some reason, eBay still shows it in transit. It arrived early. Excellent selling.
Excellent, and they have great prices, great communication, and fast delivery for baby's first fire.
Oh. Good talk.
Oh man, that's it. I want. That's the only one I really want out of all of those, and the student glass thing. Somebody's got to run around the DGC Cup with that thing.
Right? That would be hysterical. Remember that contraption you made for Guru with the laptop and the thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, if that's available, we need to buy one.
All right. That's it, boys. All right. Hung out this Saturday morning, and now I think we're going to get high. You ready to smoke some weed?
Yeah. We're ready to get higher.
Yeah. Yeah. Grandpa might let you have one more go.
Higher.
Oh, man. I actually had to have Scott hold. I was like, Scott, take
these. Yeah. I look over sometimes at grandpa's.
They're an escrow.
An inordinate amount of gummies over
there. Yeah, those shout out Smug's Greenery. If you're in Colorado, hit him up. He's an awesome guy.
Have at it, grandpa. You can sleep right here on the floor if you need to, man.
No.
I love it. All right, all y'all. Take it easy. Banner, Jeremy.
Have a good day, guys.
All right.
See you next week.
All right. Let's do it.